Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training, Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. You know, life can be a whirlwind sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with expectations, pressures, and let's be honest, sometimes our own inner critic can be pretty harsh. But what if I told you there was a superpower that could help us navigate all of this chaos? A superpower that builds resilience and helps us thrive even in the toughest times. That superpower, my friends, is self-compassion. Today, we're diving deep into the art of practicing self-compassion and empathy. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support that we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it, wouldn't you want to be your own best cheerleader? Someone who acknowledges your struggles, celebrates your wins, and offers a warm hug when things get rough. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of self-compassion and empathy. First up, remember that everyone messes up. Seriously, it's part of being human. We all make mistakes, stumble, and face setbacks. Instead of beating ourselves up over these imperfections, let's practice kindness and understanding. Imagine a friend struggling with a similar situation. Would you berate them or offer a helping hand? Treat yourself with the same compassion and support. Next, learn to recognize your inner critic. That voice that whispers doubts, criticizes every move, and amplifies insecurities. Yeah, that one needs a timeout. Recognize it for what it is, just a thought, not necessarily the truth. Challenge those negative self-taught patterns by replacing them with positive affirmations and reminders of your strengths and past successes. Remember, feelings are valid. It's okay to feel sad, angry, frustrated, or even scared sometimes. These emotions are natural parts of the human experience. Suppressing them only leads to more stress and inner turmoil. Instead, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, give yourself permission to feel them fully, and then explore healthy ways to process and express them. Now, cultivate a sense of gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack or haven't achieved yet, but taking time to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our perspective dramatically. Think about your loved ones, your health, your opportunities, and even the simple joys that make each day special. Cultivating gratitude helps us focus on the positive and builds resilience in the face of challenges. Finally, practice self-care. This isn't about indulging in frivolous things, it's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, engage in activities that bring you joy, and prioritize moments of quiet reflection and relaxation. Think about a time when you were really struggling with something, maybe a personal setback, a difficult situation at work, or even just feeling overwhelmed by daily life. Imagine going through the same experience but treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a close friend. That's the power of self-compassion. Maybe you're dealing with a challenging project at work and your inner critic is having a field day. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, try acknowledging them and then reminding yourself that everyone makes mistakes. You're learning and growing, and even setbacks can be opportunities for valuable lessons. Or picture yourself in the midst of a disagreement with someone you care about. Instead of reacting defensively or letting anger take over, pause for a moment to practice empathy. Try to understand the perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, kindness and compassion are always powerful tools for navigating conflict and building stronger relationships. So, my friends, let's make a pact today to be kinder to ourselves, more understanding of our own imperfections, and more empathetic towards others. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up with compassion, both for ourselves and for the world around us. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and support. You've got this. I'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Don't forget to share your thoughts, insights, and experiences with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.